This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There are more reports of prisoner abuse in Iraq, this time involving the 1st Marine Division. According to U.S. Navy documents released yesterday, there have been substantiated incidents of Marines abusing prisoners in Iraq. The documents show at least 9 Marines were court-martialed as a result of the abuses. The documents dated the abuses to spring 2003 and continuing until last June. Joining me is NPR's Jackie Northam. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What kinds of abuses are known to have taken place?
Well, there's quite a wide range of abuses that appear in these documents. They're actually internal Defense Department documents. In one, it says that 4 Marines ordered Iraqi teenagers to kneel, and then they fired weapons over their heads. And the file says this was a, quote-unquote, a mock execution. And in another case, 3 Marines used an electric transformer on a detainee, and they would shock the Iraqi, and it would make him sort of dance. And in another instance, a Marine poured a flammable liquid on a detainee's hands and then lit a match, and the Iraqi suffered second-degree burns. And there are quite a number of other instances as well that have been released.
And there are also reports of abuse that aren't substantiated, but they're reported. And what are those?
That's right. The documents show that there were about a dozen cases where investigators simply couldn't substantiate allegations of abuse, and then those investigations were closed. One case involved a Marine who said he and 2 others were ordered to kill 3 Iraqis. And according to the Navy file, this execution allegedly took place at a Marine base south of Baghdad. Now, this Marine said that he was told that he would be threatened with death if he didn't do as he was told and execute the Iraqis. Now, Renee, after the incident was reported, all the Marines allegedly involved in this were interviewed, but the charges just really could not be substantiated, and it was believed that these were just glorified war stories that the Marines could recount later on. In fact, it said in this case in particular, the Marine just made up this story when he was drunk at a party.
But of the reports that the investigators found were true, how did the military deal with the Marines who were involved?
Well, several Marines have been court-martialed. In the incident where the Iraqi detainee was given shocks by the electric transformer, one of the Marines involved in that case was sentenced to a year in prison, and another was given an 8-month sentence. The Marine who burned the detainee was found guilty of assault, and he was confined for 90 days, and he was also demoted. And there are several other prosecutions pending in that case as well.
Now, these documents are the latest in a series of abuse allegations that we've been hearing about since this last spring, U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Yeah, you're right. There's just been this constant stream of abuse allegations involving American military personnel. Renee, the big question still hanging out there is how much of this, if any, is policy? You know, whether it's just soldiers acting unilaterally or in small isolated incidents, or was there a failure of leadership to be aware of what some military personnel were doing and not really doing anything about it? There's just so many questions and substantiated incidents that, you know, this whole question of responsibility just keeps arising. And Renee, in one of these documents, a Navy investigator describes his Iraq caseload as exploding with what he calls high visibility cases. In a way, Renee, this helps buttress what the government has always been saying, that any allegations of abuse are investigated, and if they are found to be true, then they're going to take due action.
And these are U.S. Navy documents, but the Navy did not release them. How did they come to light?
A number of organizations, including the Center for Constitutional Rights and the American Civil Liberties Union, requested a wide range of documents, thousands of documents, under the Freedom of Information Act. And these were filed long before the Abu Ghraib abuse scandal broke in May. And after that, they put the pressure on to get these documents released. And it's only just now that the government is handing them over. We've seen dozens, scores, in fact, in really probably hundreds of documents now that are coming out.
Thanks very much, NPR's Jackie Northam.